Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and fired the shots right around the world. ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. You're on board with myself, Tom Claxton, co-host Hollywood is out on assignment. But we are both veterans of the United States Marine Corps and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. It is a pleasure to be broadcasting from the fabulous USS Alabama battleship here at Battleship Park in the Mobile beautiful bay. Woo! Glad to be here today. What a blessing it is to have this ship here for all of our visitors to come see and be part of our Mobile history. But we've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that help make the show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. Thank God we're here today. Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, and we have Miss Corey here with us today, too, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And thank you to all of our great sponsors and our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice of the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check out the ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more info. Coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by Miss Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. We'll also be remembering the past of veteran and patriot Lou Dartigue with Admiral Kent Davis and Beverly and Rick Moritz. But first, it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Miss Genevieve Harris with the battleship USS Alabama. Genevieve, I see you have brought a special person with you here today.
Yeah, I brought my boss, our executive director.
I didn't know you had a boss. it's a pleasure to have this gentleman on board with us here.
Tom, it is good to be here today. I was just sitting here listening to you talking about your lineup today. And as I'm looking around here, right here in this room, our commission room, can you just imagine how many years of service we have right here that you have lined up today?
It is really unbelievable to know the areas of service that they have covered. We start here with Admiral Davis and all of the years that he served in our Navy and all he's doing now for our veterans.
Absolutely.
Areas and stuff here in the state of Alabama and all across the United States, really. But, you know, we're going to get a chance to talk to him a little while and see about how he feels being back on a battleship again, you know.
He's a battleship sailor.
Yeah, he's a battleship sailor.
And love having him home.
Well, give us a little insight, you or Ms. Genevieve here, on what's all the exciting events coming on here.
Yeah, but first you want to talk about the past events, Mark?
Yes, let's do it.
Sure, absolutely. We had an exciting January to kick off our calendar year. We were very honored to have.
You got surprised.
We did. We had our current Secretary of the Navy, John Phelan, come visit this area and stopped here at the park. And we also had a live telecast with Brett Baer. And what a great way to showcase what it is that we do down here. Great backdrop, honoring our veterans.
Amen.
It was an amazing time here.
But, you know, that is a real special feeling. I had that feeling in 1958 in the Marine Corps. I was in an Honest John Rocket outfit at Camp Lejeune, and we had one of the only two rocket outfits that were in the Marine Corps, and that had an atomic warhead.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And we had an atomic warhead for our 23-foot rocket that fired off the back of a truck. And as you know, we was advised for like 3 days in advance that the Secretary of Navy, John L. Sullivan, was coming. You know, so I had to go get everybody to get all their starches in, you know, the laundry and get everything squared away.
Absolutely.
But, oh, what an exciting time, though. And I know y'all were presented with all of this.
Yeah, and then we got some more exciting stuff coming. We got the Clydesdales coming.
Clydesdales. Yeah. Come on now. Are they going to have free beer?
Yeah. So it's funny. You get to see the horses up and close and personal
right.
on certain times
of
the day. Yeah. We have it posted on the website. The first day you can see them is February 11th.
February the 11th. Yeah, what time of the day and all? How is that event going to be handled?
So you come on the website. We have times that you can come and see them. February 11th, you can come see them between 10 and 12 p.m. You go and take pictures and get photo ops
really?
With them, ask them their handlers questions
about
them.
You're going to get a picture with a horse?
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. It's a great opportunity for the park, exciting news, you know.
Oh, it is. And then for them to even come to Mobile in general, but to actually come to the battleship facility here and then be able to have a public viewing, that's just that's rare. I mean, we just don't see that happening. So that tells us, again, like the Secretary of the Navy, you know, you guys are on the map. You know, people are wanting to come and be part of what you're doing because you're doing such a dang good job.
Yeah, we get more and more opportunities every day to bring awareness to the park.
It is, but it was really neat. We were talking a while ago prior to being on air about the fact that they didn't have to do a whole lot to get ready for the Secretary of Navy, because in the U.S. Uncle Sam's misguided children's been you guys were squared away to start with, you know.
Well, I think that just is a testament to all of our team members who are currently here and those that preceded us.
Yes.
That, you know, when you have a park that is open 364 days out of a year,
let's just say it's about unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a standard that was set long before us, and it's our obligation to maintain that standard.
Well, you see so many facilities that have to close down for a week or so that they could make some modifications or repairs and what have you. I mean, our visitors and all that are coming aboard here, they don't realize y'all doing this daily.
Oh, every day.
You don't just wait and do it, you know, once every 3 months or once every 6 months. And then the stuff gets so deteriorated then it really mm-hmm. costs a lot of money and a lot of time to repair. So.
Absolutely.
You know, if you do it as you see it, take care of that need, then it's done. You do an unbelievable job. But you got great people, too, Commander.
Yeah. They're the best.
You got some great people here.
Yeah.
And a lot of your people have been here 20 years or so.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, many of you may know Mike Thompson.
Oh, I love you,
Marine Corps veteran.
I believe he's a jarhead.
Marine Corps veteran.
Yeah.
He just retired back in November. 41 years with this park.
He got on regular, didn't he? Let me tell you the most exciting thing that I saw about that. I've been coming over here for 30 years, and I've never seen him with anything but a short pair of pants on, you know? Okay? We were here, and it was like 15 degrees, and he had on short pants. Saw him. Since he retired, he had some long britches on. I'm going like, boy, you sick or what?
Well, we certainly miss Mike, and he has promised that he's going to come back and volunteer and continue telling, you know, the wonderful stories.
Well, he's been such a immaculate history for this organization and all the things that he's capable of doing.
It's back to the standards that I talked about
right.
earlier.
And if he didn't know how to do it, after he got through with it, he had learned it, you know, and did a good job of it. When you start modifying these planes or to the extent of having to modify the sheet metal and all, you don't go buy parts for the stuff you have here. There's not a parts depot for that.
No.
You know, so if something's wrong, you got to make it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Yeah, and this weekend we have our Living History Crew drill. Okay. That will call the stations at 1 p.m. We may have flyovers depending on the weather. And then we also have stuff for our snowbirds. We are doing guided tours for them, and we have our lecture starting next week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. As always, something always exciting over here.
Yeah.
You know, and the Mardi Gras is going to be a big deal because we have a lot of visitors to the Mobile area in South Alabama in general for our Mardi Gras. So they generate over here, too, to the battleship to see such an exciting events that y'all have on display. Thank you for being on board with us today.
Always a pleasure. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. As always, you can visit the Scuttlebutt Network. On the other side of the break, Miss Corey Gaston with the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne when we return and on the SBU. Thank you so much, guys.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Fire the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. If you'd like to listen on demand, you can also catch up us on FM Talk 106.5 and app for your smartphone, and my tirade is up on castbox.fm if you need to get your blood pressure up a little bit. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on Scuttlebutt Network by Miss Corey Gaston with the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to the SBN, and thank you for all the service that you do and all the events that you help participate with all of our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me on today. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you just had a big South Alabama Veterans Council.
We did. Meeting. We had almost 70 members there 2 weeks ago for breakfast.
You know, that's one of the largest participations that we have at any of our meetings. But actually, one of the reasons why is y'all had the room for it. We don't where we meet.
Exactly. And to get them over on the other side of the bay was a big deal for us,
too,
you know,
yeah,
to get it over in Baldwin County. So.
But we got up. And that's one of the reasons we try to have that event over here is that maybe once or twice, at least once a year, maybe twice a year, so that we can give our veterans over here a chance to participate without having to drive all the way to Mobile.
Well, we had a great turnout. We enjoyed having everyone there. So
everybody had a blast. It was great, and I'll assure you they'll be back.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. What else is going on at the waterfront?
Well, you know, it's Mardi Gras season, and so we have got coming up, not this Saturday but the next, we have our third annual Joe Canine Parade. So it's the
Joe Canine what?
Joe Canine.
So, Joe Canine.
Yes. So it's for dogs.
Oh, it's a dog
yes,
parade.
It's a dog parade. So it's the day before Joe Canine Sunday. So it's Joe Canine Saturday.
Well, y'all been working with that for a while, though.
We started it 3 years ago. Pete and Nick came to me and asked me to, you know, think of an idea to throw some sort of Mardi Gras party. It was their original intention on this. And, you know, Pete's got the PR Foundation, and one of the things they like to support is no-kill animal shelters. And I know Fairhope's got a great big dog parade. There's stuff down on the island, but we were like, you know, let's do something here in Daphne and raise money. So everything we raise goes to the Baldwin County Humane Society. We sell T-shirts. We'll have live music all from 2 to 5. Matthew Wojo's going to be out there playing. We'll have the parade at 3 o'clock, and then we'll have a first, second, and third place prize for all the dogs.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So they actually come out and they win some prizes. So it's nice. And then people are just out there having fun in the parking lot all day.
I can see the dogs strutting around with their big blue ribbon, you know, the big awards that they've just won. You know, I'm it, you know.
Exactly, exactly. They have a lot of fun out there. We have a lot of fun with it. We do food specials all day. And like I said, everything, the proceeds from the walk and the T-shirts all go to the Humane Society, in addition to our bingo that we do every Monday night, all February long, will go to the Humane Society. So okay. Last year, we raised over $1,800 for them.
Mercy.
We had almost 40 dogs that walked in the parade.
40? You had 40 participants?
40 dogs last year. So we're
That's
hoping to top that number this year.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That is really neat. And we're appreciative to what you and Pete, Nick, and all the other participants of the Panini Pete Hospitality Group do, and there are six restaurants or so that you have scattered around here on the coast.
Well, that's giving back to the community. Giving back to the community is really important to us, and so every opportunity we can get, we try.
Well, you know, Pete's part of the Best Lords, and I think he was one of the original on that group when they got started. They've been all over the world and serving our troops and feeding our troops and participating in different events. So it's really neat to see you guys do it even on a local level.
Exactly.
Well, what is happening over there?
Aside from that, you know, we've got bingo still every Monday night. We do Taco Tuesdays on Tuesdays with $5 margaritas. Today's Wednesday, starting in just less than an hour. It's $7 Cheeseburger Wednesday. So you could get a cheeseburger for $7 and a domestic pint of beer for $4 from 2 to close today.
Today.
Every Wednesday.
Okay. Hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to beat the seafood that you guys have over there.
It is. The seafood and the view. So.
And the view.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you can buy seafood anywhere, but you can't buy the real seafood. You put food in your food.
Exactly. We put real food in our food. That's what he says.
But, you know, we're all very appreciative to the people that were involved in the original EDS that were on the causeway. And one of the things that we really enjoyed over there was the fact that we were on the water.
Right.
And we could be sitting there eating and be looking out over the bay and maybe, you know, watching the birds. Or even sometimes we used to see the gator over there. You know. You
oh,
were
I remember. I was an OG from over there. Yeah. I remember.
You're right. But now to move on over to the waterfront and have a facility that's like four times bigger.
Yeah, I mean, our max capacity to do an event or to max out is between 250 to 300 people. So it's extremely large, 250 to 300.
So most any company could have a party over there.
Exactly.
You know, and just have you actually have some meeting rooms there.
We've got meeting rooms available, and, you know, to host a party is not a big deal for a big company. We do our big company Christmas party where every one of our stores and their spouses.
Y'all have several hundred for that.
Exactly, every year, so.
But that's one of the most joyous things about it. And the personality of your servers is just untouchable. They do such a good job.
Well, we strive to provide great hospitality. So
I have an unbelievable training for classes and all that they go through. They don't just walk in there.
No, it's very extensive. People are kind of sticker shocked by that when they come in, when they apply for a job with us, and they realize how much training we actually put people through. So
it doesn't make a difference how much training they have. They still have your ways.
Exactly. They still go the same amount of days. Everyone does the same training program, whether you've been a server your whole life or you've never waited a table a day in your life. You're going to do the same training.
So it lasts more than an hour, though.
5 days.
What?
5 days.
5 days.
Yes.
Now, is that 2 or 3 hours a day or what?
It's about 3 to 4 hours a day.
Holy cow.
So
do you actually have somebody that's designated to do that and do that alone?
Not particularly in my store, no. One of my managers, that is their area of responsibility, but they do other stuff in addition to that.
Well, I know they do the same thing in a lot of the other facilities that they have, too.
Exactly. You know, it's the same training program at all of our restaurants, 5 days. The only thing different is the food that you're going to learn about because all of our food's different, but everything else is the same.
Have they increased the sitting capacity down at Sunset Point?
No, they have not.
They still have all the outside.
They still have the outdoor facilities, yes, and the inside seating, but it is still the same footprint.
Okay. I see some of the pictures that have been on the internet from there. It appeared that they might have a little bit larger area than they had in the past.
Well, they have a larger area that's enclosed outside now during the winter.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
That's what
normally
is.
In the winter, in previous years, only a portion of it was enclosed. But 2 years ago, I believe, they actually put up plastic to where they can enclose all of the outdoor seating.
Okay, that must have been what
yes,
I was seeing then.
That's what you saw.
Yeah, that was yeah. But that's neat though that they have this those facilities too, you know.
Exactly. They've got indoor, outdoor, they've got heaters, they've got plastic curtains they can close to keep you warm in the winter, so.
And the food the delicious food, it does not change.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's done. What if somebody wants to have a party or wants to book an event over there?
So if anybody wants to have a party, has questions, wants to book an event, they can always email me at CoryG, that's C-O-R-I-G, at PaniniPete's.com.
All right. And those figures pretty reasonable considering some of the other places that they
I mean, it's very reasonable considering a lot of other places, and a lot of things just depend on, you know, what day of the week you want to have your party, whether it's a lunch or dinner party, and then what time of what season it is.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of factors go into determining.
What if you just want to have it, if the weather's nice and just want to have it outside? You know, you have designated areas
out there. We've got separate areas that you can rent out there, yes. And one area actually comes with a designated bar if you were interested in having something like that.
Oh, you have your own bar.
Yes. There is one outdoor patio that has its own bar.
There's some groups that would be interested in that.
There's lots of groups that are interested in that spring and summertime for sure.
I'm sure they are. Okay. But now, let's go back to your bingo deal and all. One of the exciting things that y'all have instituted in this bingo is that you give a prorated portion of this to a different charity.
Well, that's
month.
The bingo cards are $1 a piece to play, and the portion for the bingo cards go to a charity. So January's charity this year was Big Brothers Big Sisters, and then we just started this previous Monday for the Humane Society, and we pick a different charity each month.
Okay.
And raise money for them.
I know y'all work real close with Patrick and his,
Yeah, we've done the Warrior Legacy Ranch. Yeah. We've done them twice over the past 2 years. So
he raised a lot of money for them over there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is awesome.
It's a great cause.
Well, another thing that we're talking about actually before we went on the air is the fact that there's a lot of veterans organizations that actually meet over there now, and I'm sure that there will, as it grows, they will be more to participate. And I know that you guys have just got your new American flag, and also these guys don't have to tote their flags around.
Exactly. One of the guys who came to me who was doing a meeting there every 3 months, he was like, you know, y'all really need to invest in getting it. And we have an outdoor flag that we always fly on top of our building.
Right.
But he was like, you know, y'all could really make do with the indoor flag. So we've got the veterans
who are
getting
that for us. Well, so many of our veterans organizations, we open our meetings, you know, with saluting the flag.
Exactly.
And the flag flying with the Bible open in our facilities, you know, in our units that we have in our veterans organization. So that's just another tool that you guys have procuring to have available. So you're just doing an awesome job over there. We appreciate you being on board today.
Thank you so much. All right. You have a great day, Tom.
I'll be over shortly to look at some of those officers and shrimp.
All right. See you then.
You have a blessed one.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Miss Corey Gustin with the Waterfront Wrestling in Daphne. And we shall return shortly. On their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Finest shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues that we're facing today with our veterans. And we want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, AFS Foundation, and waterproofing specialist Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, and Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it's always an honor to speak with veteran and patriot Admiral Kent Davis. Admiral, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service. And I hope you Didn't any old memories come back to life here? Because I understand you served on the USS Missouri battleship.
Absolutely, Tom. So it's so great to be with you again. Yeah, I walked aboard and I feel right at home. I spent 3 years living on the USS Missouri, BB-63, so very similar to this.
Would that be an indication that she was built two ships after the 60 of a battleship?
Yeah, different class. The Missouri was part of the Iowa class of battleships, and it was actually the last battleship ever commissioned by the U.S. Navy. Of course, now we have a new class of battleships coming
up. We do, yeah. I thought that was unique, you know?
Yeah.
But they've refined it in what it's capable of doing.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be to the 21st century version of battleships.
Our fighting ways and doing things have changed a lot. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's not going to have the 16-inch guns like the World War II battleships that we had.
But, you know, it's a extreme pleasure for us to have you in the Mobile area now and be the director of Veterans Recovery Services here and participating in all of our veterans events. But during that period of time, you had a chance to really meet one of our patriots we just lost.
Lou Lartigue.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. What a great American, great Alabamian. Gosh, I've probably known Lou for 15 years. And, of course, I kept up with him through the South Alabama Veterans Council, which was his baby for decades.
16 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Just what a wonderful man. Thank goodness I got to visit him when he was in the hospital
a couple
of weeks before his death.
I did too, yeah.
I mean, it was a shock. He was doing great. He was in great spirits.
Yeah.
He was starting physical therapy and was going to go home. And then when I got the call that weekend that he had passed, my heart just sank.
Oh, it did. It was devastating. I saw him in like 3 days or so before all this occurred. And we were talking about things that we were going to get together and do, and he was getting him a scooter, and they were getting a ramp built to so that he could get in and out of his house a while until he could rehabbed. And you know, his wife, Betty, bless her heart, she's already in a wheelchair and needed some help, and that was his goal, to get home and take care of her. And you know, he wasn't able to complete that goal. But he had so many other things that he had to I would say, country boy says, he had his finger in so many pies.
He sure did. When you look at his life and his legacy and everything he gave back to the nation and this community, it's astounding. Not only his military service, his service to veterans, he was in Knights of Columbus, which is a wonderful organization, his church. Just, he was a saint of a man.
He was. It was. I don't think out of the he's a dip boy like myself, DIP kid. We were both raised up down on Dog River, so I came out a few years ahead of him. But I did know his dad.
Yeah.
I had met his dad and his dad's brother. Matter of fact, I wore out one of their lawnmowers that they had built back in the day. they designed a special lawnmower down there. It was actually something like the old Yazoo lawnmower. But it was rough, man. You could cut just about, you can cut small trees with that thing.
All right, Tom, so I'm not too different from you guys. Yeah. My roots were in Washington County, just north of here, and I've still got a camp house up in Washington County, and I have to go up there with a trail mower, do bush hogging.
All right, yeah, basically, that was the first bush hog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've lived that life.
His dad and his brother, and his dad's brother, helped design one of those, and they built their own there. And I think Yazoo finally come down one day and was going to sue them if they didn't quit making them or whatever. But I don't know how that all worked out. But back to Lou, I had been involved in so many different events with him, and he was always my source if I really wanted to know what was going on in the veteran community, and I wanted to do a show about him or have a segment. If I wanted him to be on, he was always there, ready and available.
Oh, yeah.
And he always had a list of everything that was going on.
Yeah. And, Tom, let me tell you a story about how he was a personal mentor to me recently. So I think you know this. I had been involved in the South Alabama Veterans Council.
Yes,
went
sir.
To most of the meetings. But
you blessed us there.
Well, about a year ago, a group of us up in the Montgomery area said, we need something like that in Montgomery. So who did I reach out to? I reached out to Lou to talk about the history of South Alabama, the Veterans Council, talked to Frank Barrow, who's now the president. And they both provided so much guidance, and we got it started. The River Region Veteran Coalition up in Montgomery, we're about to celebrate our first anniversary. We wouldn't have been able to do that without the guidance that Lou provided and Frank provided from the South Alabama Veterans Council. It's just another example of how Lou, he didn't owe us anything, didn't have to, and he was so helpful.
Right. But, you know, in that being said, they're not just, we keep talking about the veterans community within itself in South Alabama and the fact that we, within our own knowledge, know that we're very strong.
Very.
But then we hear reports from other parts of the state and other states that they haven't run into any group that is so involved in veterans, in veterans events and taking care of veterans and doing veterans things that will help our veterans' families that they have, that we have here in the Mobile area.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I've been all over the state, yep. And I haven't seen a veteran community.
I think he was a kingpin for that.
He was.
I think he was a major part of that, being there. And I think he came back from Mobile after he retired from the Pentagon in like 05. The date seems to be correct. And then he got involved in the South Alabama Veterans Council. He was the commander at VFW Post 49.
Yes.
Then he became past commander, chaplain. And when they closed, he called us with the Marine Corps League, and he says, I need you guys. I said, you got it, whatever it is. He said, 49 has lost their charter. And he said, they're taking the facility over. And he says, I want American flag flying over that post one more time. And, you know, he said, I want to record it. And then he said, we want to properly remove that flag and close that post as it should be done.
Yeah.
He wasn't even an officer then, you know.
That was Lou.
But that was, yeah.
And, you know, his passion for helping veterans and his love of the military and the country shows in the legacy down here in South Alabama. I've been all over the state, and I will tell you, I love Alabama. Veterans are doing great things. But I got to say, I don't think there's a close-knit veteran community like this anywhere else in the state.
We're blessed.
And it shows in the South Alabama Veterans Council, all of the veteran service organizations. The support for where I work now at Vets Recover is magnificent. It's starting to catch fire around the state. You know, we formed a similar group. We got a long way to go up in Montgomery. But a good friend of mine, Jason Smith, who's also a Marine.
Right.
We had lunch this week, and he was telling me about a coalition they're forming in the Wiregrass region.
Awesome, in the Dothan area. Yes.
Dothan Enterprise area.
Right.
So that's probably going to be the fifth big regional coalition of veterans organizations. That's good, because we need to be talking with each other.
Well, I think you have one in Gaston, too, don't you? Don't they have a veterans organization?
They have some informal groups.
Yeah.
Not a big formal 501c3 type coalition. There will be five soon. So they're in Huntsville, Birmingham, now Montgomery, of course, Mobile. But soon to be, they're working on one in the Wiregrass region over in Enterprise Dothan area.
But, you know, and that's kind of like our Marine Corps League. I'm a commandant of P.O. Wilson Detachment.
All right, I'm a member.
We are the regional chapter in the state of Alabama, the regional detachment. Now we have like seven or eight. What a blessing.
They're magnificent.
They are.
I'm a member of the Townsend Detachment up in Montgomery, so I'm an honorary Marine.
There you go. Hey, well, look, we're part of the Navy. We're just the fighting part of it, okay?
Don't tell some of your brothers in the Marine Corps that.
Oh, well, that it is. You know, we fall in under the Navy. Because, look, if it wasn't for the Navy, we couldn't go anywhere.
Hey, you need a good ride every once in a while.
The best Uber drivers we ever had.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being on board. God bless
you. Thanks, Tom. Always
a pleasure,
brother.
Appreciate all you do, sir.
Yep.
And for more information, you can always check us out on Scuttlebutt Network. On the other side of the break, Miss Beverly and Rhett Morris, as we remember the life of a great patriot, Lou D'Artigue, and more when we return on the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, The Voice of the Veterans for Veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Cal Walters is he's on assignment. Suckers, AWOL, that's what it is. A couple of Wolverines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and with a fighting spirit to keep it. And it is a privilege to be joined on SBN by Miss Beverly and Rick Moritz as we remember our fallen comrade, Brother Lou Lartigue. And we go, actually, can you believe that we have enough things that he was involved in that we go into an area that we haven't even talked about last week or this week?
He was a machine.
It was unbelievable.
And when it was his heart. That's what yes. He did. He loved it.
Well, you were like chair and co-chair of so many of the events that you worked with him on, you and Rick as well. And all the events and everything that you guys did, I know you were actually even chair of one of the last events because you and I worked together on a few little items there
yes,
on it.
Sir.
But tell us about Armed Forces Day.
Armed Forces Day is May 16th this year, and it's just an event for community and veterans. We love to have the community come out and see. We do an event for the soldiers, the fallen soldiers, called the Gold Star Ceremony. It's very emotional, but it's a great event, and we parachutes jump out of the sky, and it's just a great – we have an MRE cook-off this year.
And what, you know, you actually have a 5K run, I think, during that period of time, too, didn't you? You had that for a while?
We had that for probably 15 years.
Okay.
We've changed a little bit. We've done the event is now indoors. For so many years, it was outside, and it got hot or rained.
Right,
it was
right.
Terrible. But now it's indoors. But the MRE cook-off is outside.
It's outside, yeah.
Right.
And that's an awesome event that y'all have started. This will be our second year to have that event. What is the date on that, and what's the date on the Armed Forces Day? Do you have those available?
Armed Forces Day is May 16th.
May 16th.
And that's the day of the event.
And that's the day of the event.
Okay. We always do it on Armed Forces Day.
And then you'll have the MRE cook-offs that day as well?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the event will be inside, so if the people want to come and sit into the air-conditioned portion and all and participate in that phase of the event, but then later, if they feel like it, they can stay and see the MRE cook-off and see what all the people come up with on cooking MREs.
Absolutely. We have food trucks. We have the Pops. Part of the Pops band is coming. They play. We have a expo that starts at 8:30. This year, we're going to do a memorial ride for Lou.
All right. Well, he deserved it. Yes.
Yes. So we'll have a lot of motorcycles coming in about 8 o'clock that morning.
That'll be the same date?
Same date.
Okay.
We try to get it all in one day because it's an event and it takes a lot,
yeah.
But it's fun.
On the motorcycle ride, have y'all got into that deep enough to know where the starting times and dates and where it will go to?
It will be around 8 o'clock. They will probably stage at Kaku's, Ralph and Kaku's.
Okay.
PGR, Patriot Guard Riders, Legion Riders,
Combat Vets.
So we're going to make it huge.
Yes. Any and all veterans, bikers, or bikers in general are invited.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
If it's a bike, they're invited.
Please. Yep.
Yes, okay.
There'll be contact information
will
to
it
get
be
in
a,
touch.
Will it just be a ride? Will or it cost them anything to have the ride or be involved in the ride, or just ride?
Just ride.
Just ride. So it's not a donation.
Right? No.
Okay, all right.
No. It used to be called Rolling Thunder.
Okay.
But this year we changed it to Lou Lartigue Memorial Ride.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, this has been an ongoing ride for years, as you said, though.
Right. Last year we didn't have it. Again, we were trying to transition into inside. The parachute drop.
Army Silverwings Jump Team.
Right. Yeah, that jump team has been coming something. In here. Yeah.
For years. They love to come here.
Oh, it's
here.
Awesome. I've seen them on numerous occasions. You know?
Yeah.
And when the weather was right, we usually had to fly over from the planes.
We plan on having that again. And then the static displays. It's It's a lot.
It is.
It's huge.
It really is.
But
it's
fun.
And Clay Salute, he's helped generate that. But then he had some great people like yourselves and Rick to participate in that and help put it all together.
It's amazing. It's a very small team, and we get a lot done.
Yes.
So, and it's the same team. So now this year, we're working for Lou again.
Right. Well, you know, and y'all do an unbelievable job because it. I know in some of the events that I have actually chaired putting on in my car show that I still have now, we're going into our six years coming up here. It's time consuming. I mean, it takes months to put that together, and then you have to worry about the legalities of it. You know, you got to have the insurance, and you got to have the safety, you got to have the health
right
phases of it, and also it's time consuming. But, you know, I know back in the early stages, he put all that together himself.
He actually did.
Yeah.
I mean, he did so many things for this community. It's just amazing. When I started really digging into what Lou did, I was absolutely amazed.
Yes. Well, I had the occasion to go through your list that you had developed over the last 4 or 5 days there, and I was just kind of blown away when you start putting it all together and putting it on paper. And looking at it now, you're going like, was this guy cloned?
Exactly.
How many Lou's were there, you know, to do all of this stuff?
Well, I talked to his son, and when he started handing things off just to retire a little bit, there were two or three people that had to take the job that Lou did.
Right.
In all of these organizations.
Right.
So God bless him. He was a saint.
He was an awesome gentleman and certainly a great vet. I had the pleasure of making him an honorary Marine.
Oh, yeah.
So when he was stepping down from South Alabama Veterans Council, and everybody was passing awards and coins and challenge coins and everything, and crying and carrying on like we always do. You know?
And that's when he was still here with us.
I know, you know. And I shed some tears trying to present that flag to his widow.
I watched
that was,
you.
That just kind of sucked my guts out. I mean, I always thought, well, you know, you're a bad old Marine, and you can do this, and you can do that. My gut just wouldn't let me do that without being hurt, you know. And just
we stood the flag line with the Patriot Guard riders.
I saw that. Yeah, Rick was the first one in line when the coffin come out for the.
That's right.
You know, to bring the coffin into the vet center there. So. I know I see the pictures of Rick. Rick's always been an advocate and helped with all of our veterans. And another thing. All right, let's go to another area. We've covered so many. Let's talk about the Veterans Court.
Love to.
I would think he had his finger in that pie, too.
Actually, the day we met, Judge Windham, who is the judge of the Vet Court, was at SAVAC. And that had to be set up by Lou's hand because he walked straight up to me, asked me who I was. And it started.
Yeah.
He hired us. We're volunteers. Everybody in Mobile County Vet Court, including the judge, is volunteer.
Even the judge is a volunteer.
That's not on his right.
Yeah. But he has done so much now for so many of our veterans and going through that and the mentors and what you guys are volunteering as mentors through that court. It's just a blessing to our vets to be able to go in and get their act cleaned up and get rid of stupid stuff that if they had been in their right mind, they wouldn't do, period.
Correct.
You know? But so many of them have been involved in combat. So many of them have been involved in things that cause them to have PTSD and
TBI, traumatic.
TBI and all of the other things that have happened to our veterans. It's just, you know, and then people have derogative remarks to be made about why you have a court for them because, look, they wasn't that way when they went in service, damn it. I mean, come on. You want to get me uptight about it?
Taking care of you.
Right. Come on.
Defending your rights.
They signed on the line to make sure that we had a safe place to live and stay as we do now is on the backs of our veterans.
Exactly.
And we cannot overlook that. And if we have a veteran that needs help, then we have to step up. And I think Lou saw that and saw that the judge would possibly be. And thank God he's a God-fearing judge.
He is. Yeah. He said the first time he talked about hiring us or getting us on board.
Right.
He said it was a blessing.
It is. It's just really unbelievable that it all of that occurs in
The other great thing, we go to conferences, and the vet court, vet treatment courts are becoming very, very popular.
It is.
They've grown, I think, what, there's 144? I can't even take that. I'm not going to say that. But there's a lot just in Alabama.
Right.
But other states are catching on.
That's awesome. And that's so neat to see that some of the things that have been instituted, started, and then maybe even invented for our veterans cranked up out of this area. And Brother Lou had so much to do with all of it.
He did.
You know, so we've lost an awesome soul.
But, you know, he's still here with us.
He will never be away.
And we have great people, great leaders, and we're just going to do it with Lou on our shoulder.
He sat in that chair numerous times where you're sitting right now.
I feel honored. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate you guys being here and all that. I want to override Taps. God bless you.
Hey,
thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you continue to do. Amen. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word.
No.
Hoo-ah.